Hello. Welcome to Buzz Binging. My name is Natalie.
And I'm Christy, her mom.
And we're going to be covering season 2, episode 6 of Fleabag.
We are. This is the last episode of Fleabag. It is the series finale. It is the last. And so we have our usual disclaimers, which include that there will be cursing, there will be spoilers for the show that you should be watching, and we are having something else to drink. What are we having to drink?
Long drink.
The original long drink.
Yeah. Citrus.
Citrus. The traditional citrus. And it tastes like Fresca. It really does. So if you're drinking it and you're thinking, wow, this doesn't taste like alcohol, and then later you feel like, oh my god, I just had a bunch of alcohol. That's why. There's also an overlapping similarity to a can of something that I didn't know was sake that I bought in an airport in Tokyo because I couldn't read the can. And it
was it like plum?
No, it was like I thought it was lemon because it had yellow, but it tasted a lot like this. It was a little more lemony, but yeah, it tasted a lot like this. But it also like hit me a lot harder than this. So this is easier to drink. We appreciate you, Finland. And we are ready. Okay. Are we ready?
Sure. The morning after, Fleabag is really, really happy, obviously. Mm-hmm. They're both surprised that he did that.
She is staring at his beautiful neck.
Mm-hmm. And they're just kind of like basking in the afterglow. Then we cut to the wedding. Claire and Fleabag are greeting people. Claire is wearing a hairpiece and is curious about the priest.
Yeah, it's funny because she's got like clearly still the pencil haircut and it's a well placed fake ponytail, but it is clearly fake ponytail. Yeah.
Then Jake, her stepson, shows up and it goes straight to Fleabag and goes, "Where's Claire?" And then she's like, "Well, she's right there." And he's like, "Oh."
He's still confused after that.
Yeah.
This actor who played Edward on the Crown, he's always going to be Edward on the Crown to me, is so hilarious.
That's
he's
surprisingly
so
20.
Funny. I mean, he's just so funny. He's so funny in this show.
That's a line from the Crown. That wasn't me saying
it. Yeah, no, of course not. But yeah, it is unbelievably funny. Where's that? She's right there.
Their dad is drunk on his wedding day.
Fleabag and Claire's dad.
Mm-hmm. Claire's, apparently, according to Claire, Claire is crazy about Claire. And it's making things difficult for her because she wants to be happy and he makes her happy, but she doesn't know what to do. Godmother is exploiting all of her diverse friends.
It's horrible. She has such like labels for these people. It's horrible. It's
awful. Fleabag brought a gift. The godmother is like, "I'm going to open it over a trash can just in case I need to take off the tissue paper." And so it's the godmother asks if there's going to be a show later.
Right. She drags Fleabag with her. She drags Fleabag into the house to open this over a trash can. And she's like, "Oh, so is there going to be a show?" Like, basically, like, there's always
More miscarriages. Okay, can we please stop?
Yeah. No. I mean, it's like, oh, it's just terrible. It's terrible.
It's the statue that Fleabag stole. And I think the godmother's almost moved.
She's angry at first, and then she covers it, much like she does with the priest. Mm-hmm. She does that same sort of, "I'm furious," like that, the eyes are like, "I'm furious." And then she changes to, "Oh, thank you."
I also think that she's just kind of surprised by it. And that moved in that way. And
then what she says is that, "Oh, I was always surprised that you took this because this statue is based on your mother."
Mm-hmm. Fleabag goes to smoke and runs into the priest who's practicing the homily. They make out a bit. Cute.
Oh, it's this very passionate, desperate almost thing. Mm-hmm.
He says he doesn't know what this feeling is, God or her. Okay. Also, as he's leaving, she says, "Well, fuck you then." Just kind of like, just
at
like
the beginning. Yeah.
Claire confesses that it was her miscarriage.
Yes. So they're all standing outside and the Godmother seems to be like getting on to Fleabag again about the miscarriage, because what she does is she
She's introducing
reintroduces,
everybody.
right? She reintroduces Fleabag to the priest like they haven't met 100 times. But, and this is my stepdaughter, soon to be stepdaughter, that's had a miscarriage. You know, so like she's mentally unstable, and she's the one who had a miscarriage. And finally, Claire is like, I had the miscarriage.
And she
She was
laughs it
covering for
off,
me.
and then everyone laughs, and she's like, she looks at Martin and is like, yeah, I thought you'd think that was funny. And Martin's finally disturbed. It finally sinks in what that means. And then he's
I
like,
love this
wait,
with
that
Claire,
was,
though.
I
I'm
know.
sorry, go ahead.
He's like, wait, that was my baby? And then she's like, I guess it was the baby's way of saying it doesn't want you to be its father.
Yeah, she starts throwing his obnoxious speech from the season opener back at him.
And
Yeah.
Godmother's like, take it inside, and Jake moves to follow Claire.
I know, this is so great, the way she says, anyone who has had a miscarriage needs to go inside into the kitchen. And Edward's gonna go with him.
Jake.
He's like, you've had a miscarriage? I don't
No, he's just
think so.
following Claire.
That's so funny.
That her and Martin and Fleabag are in there, and she's like, Fleabag's staying. Martin, she says, Martin, you're going to leave me. And he's just like, no, I'm not going to do that. And Fleabag is watching with champagne.
She's just fascinated. This is like so
And
much.
Claire brings up the kiss between Fleabag and Martin, that Martin forced on Fleabag. And she's finally like, you kissed my sister. And she's like, he was like, well, it was her birthday. And it's like, it was my
My birthday.
birthday.
Yeah.
And
Well, I'm bad at birthdays. And
he
he makes
says
all
some
these
people.
excuses.
He says some people are born with fucked personalities. Look at Jake. He's so creepy, and it's not his fault. Why the bassoon? You know what the bassoon is? A cry for help.
This is
So
so
funny.
funny. Oh my
He
goodness.
says he thinks she hates herself for loving him, and he won't leave until she's on her knees begging him. So she does.
She gets
She
on her
gets on her knees and
knees.
says, "Please leave me."
And
And he's
he's
like,
like, there's only one thing to do now. And he turns to Fleabag and says, fuck
fuck
you.
you.
And
And
it's
she's like,
like,
fuck you.
yeah, it's like, okay, bye. But it's like, why is he saying that to her? He's not saying a word to his wife.
Because
I
he
mean,
knows he's lost. Godmother can't find dad anywhere. She asks for the girls to do something like pleading with them. Please, God, just find him. They search the house, and Fleabag finds him in the attic. He says he's stuck, and she's like, oh, metaphorically, yes, you are so stuck. And I won't say a word if you want to just leave. And he's just like, no, I'm physically stuck. And then she's like, oh,
well, she's like,
okay.
there's still a metaphorical thing going on here. She's
Yeah.
very like into this metaphor of his, he is trapped by Godmother.
She asks why he's up there, and he's telling her this bullshit thing about like, oh, I wanted to check a mouse trap, and it's like, no, you didn't.
Yeah.
And she says that she can smuggle him out there, but he says no. And he says he l loves Fleabag but doesn't like her all the time. And he says that she needs to cling to the parts that her mother gave her, which make her so much trouble. He also wants his girls to be proud of him. He says that she knows how to. He also says that she knows how to love more than any of them, and that's why she finds it so painful.
I want to note something that happens here, though, and it's part of what happened downstairs in the kitchen. Fleabag, after, you know, Claire goes on her knees and begs Martin to leave her, is the person who gives Claire a hand to get up. And she does that here too. So her dad is trapped in the attic, and she's able to, you know, like get his ankle out free of the area between the rafters where he's accidentally stepped through. And she has to physically lift him, and that's what she does, is she picks people up. And the symbolism is really kind of cool.
Yeah, and she did it in the very first episode. She helped that drunk girl. Anyway, so he has her walk him down the aisle, which perturbs the godmother, but fuck her.
Well, and he doesn't even want to let go of her hand when he gets to the end of the aisle. It's very cute. It's
Yeah.
very sweet.
Fleabag tells Claire that she'll cover for her reading and that she should go get Claire.
It's like, go
Even
get him.
though
Go.
she,
They
even
have
though
this
he's
whole
at the
discussion.
airport, and it would be weird logistically. Like, she talks about all the logistics. Did I know his like gauge? That would be weird. I would need a boarding pass. I would need this, that, and the other.
I mean, say he's in boots in the in Concourse 5 of Heathrow, and I just show up there. That's not creepy. It's like, eh, you should do it. It's a big
Yeah.
gesture.
The only per she says, besides, the only person I would run through an airport for is you, which is very
That's very
sweet.
sweet.
The priest gives a great homily about how love is awful and makes you selfish and doubt yourself, and how it takes strength to know what's right, and that it's a great thing that we don't go through it alone. And that's
Well, and
why
that's
you're
why you
able
don't
to.
want to, right?
No. And he basically is directing all this at Fleabag,
Yeah.
which is very sweet. And he says, when you find someone you love, it feels like hope.
Yeah, and it's a great, great, great speech. It makes you selfish. It makes you do crazy things with your hair. It's like, yeah. But he also talks about it's important and it takes strength to know what's right. It's not for the weak, and it feels like it's hope. So
Fleabag,
Claire's crying
yeah,
through all
Fleabag
this.
tells Claire to go, and she takes her hairpiece out and leaves.
Martin sees it and he's like, oh shit.
Dad takes Fleabag's cigarette after the ceremony and thanks her for everything. He says the priest is looking for her and to not break his heart,
Yes,
like a
like
joke. He's like,
everybody.
I won't.
Okay.
Fleabag subtly tells the priest that she's going to be at the bus stop. He meets her there, and she knows he chose God instead of her.
Yeah.
She tells him that she loves him, and that's the sad part. And she says, and he, sorry, he says, it'll pass.
Yeah.
And then he gets up to leave, and he turns around and he says, "I love you too."
And then he says, don't ever come to my church.
Well, first he said that, and then he says, "I love you too," and he leaves.
And
Her
she's
bus is
crying.
canceled as well,
And
and a fox comes looking for him, and she directs it towards him.
it goes
She
on its way.
also stole the statue back,
Yeah.
and she waves goodbye to the camera as she leaves to walk home. This, I love the ending of this. I think, as much as I love the payoff of Fleabag and Hot Priest getting together, it makes a lot of sense for her to end the show like this.
Yeah.
And I think we leave her in a place where she's like, well, I've figured a lot of things out. I know I can love. I know that I'm capable of all these things. Is this going to hurt? She was crying during that entire scene. It's a really, really, really good scene. But she is going to make an effort. I think she's going to take Belinda from a few episodes ago's advice and live her life,
Yeah, get
but
out
do
there and
it
do it.
like, do it, don't be afraid, and also be healthy. Now I think she has she has discovered a little bit more of a balance, and she's
She
going
still
to.
is going after unavailable people, though. She doesn't seem to quite
Well,
grasp.
we're not going to see her ever again.
Again, true.
So
True.
I'm giving her the benefit of the doubt that she's going to go and she's going to find somebody right for her. Even though I think they were really good together, he is still unavailable. So.
I don't think they were really good together. I think they were destructive of each other in many ways. But that doesn't mean that isn't a form of love. There's a fair amount of lust involved in that, which that is one of the things she does most. But she is capable of like love in a basic way, like taking care of her sister and helping with her dad and that kind of stuff. And that's what the day to day really is. And she's looking for the big sex payoff, whereas the day to day is really the thing that matters the most in the end. My opinion, old lady. But I am not suggesting that the big sex payoff isn't fun. Of course it is. But it's just I don't know. I feel like there's more of a corruption going, particularly for him. It's so destructive for him. And that is not love to me. You want what's best for the other person, not something that's going to destroy them.
And that's why they're also willing to let each other go. Because
Yeah.
they do, I do think they love each other, but they also, he also is acknowledging that it's destructive. And I think she will give him his space like she did last episode, but he's actually going to also maintain his distance.
Yeah. Yeah. I want that to be true. So
We
what were
can
your
assume
best
it's
parts?
true because we don't fucking know.
Yeah.
Claire divorcing Martin, thank God. Fleabag in general, I think she's great and she's very supportive in this episode. The priest leaving Fleabag, I think, is a good ending. The dad and their little talk in the attic, and the fox. I think that's very fucking funny.
It is. It is. Edward, Jake. I love him in this episode.
So
I love
funny.
every
Red Claire.
discussion about him in this episode. It is so funny. The bassoon's a cry for help. It is
So
hilarious.
funny.
Claire, I think, is great in this episode. The dad, I think, is terrific in this episode. I do like the priest leaving her in the end. And of course, he's great.
So good.
And Fleabag, I like her. I think we've gotten back to that gray area with her, for me. But at the same time, the fact that she really is stepping up for her family, I think, is huge.
The fact that she's saying goodbye to us, I think, is a good sign that she's
Yeah.
going to make changes in her
Well,
life.
she's not desperate for attention anymore in the same way that she had been. And I think she kind of was that way. She was at that place, we think, at the beginning of the season, but then she goes back to being needy, and then maybe she's not now. I don't believe that that is a long-term thing for her, but it would be nice if it were. What were your worst parts?
Godmother.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot Godmother. What was I
How did you
thinking?
forget Godmother
I
and
don't know.
Martin?
Yeah, Martin's like clearly a worse part. But Godmother is horrible. She's horrible. What grade did you give this?
Hey,
I gave it an A also. I think this
it's a
is
good
a
ending.
really good ending to the series. And I think, it ties up loose ends, but not in a super neat bow. And this isn't a super neat show. Like it's not,
It's messy.
it's messy. And then it talks about life being messy. And I think that that's what it's about. This is really fun. I would definitely say that season two is better than season one. But Fleabag is definitely a show worth watching. It's thought-provoking, about everything in the world right now. We have more stuff coming up. And honestly, I think we need to discuss amongst ourselves what we're doing next, because we've got,
I mean, I think we know what we're doing
well,
next.
we've I actually am thinking maybe we do Ludwig and then we do the good place, but
Okay. You just
that's why I wanted to discuss it off the podcast, but we can discuss it on the podcast.
usually announce it at the end of
We
this.
do. We are definitely going to be doing the good place soon if we don't do Ludwig, but in between I was thinking it's a palate cleanser with Ludwig. Both of these shows are really good shows, and they're well worth watching. They both have short episodes, which we need because we've got a lot of scheduling things coming up. But they, Ludwig's a single season. It is a
So far, they're
yeah,
going to do
there's
a
another
season
one
two.
coming.
That's why I'm hesitant to do Ludwig now.
But it is a murder mystery. It's fun, definitely worth watching. And The Good Place, if you've not watched it. It's on Apple TV Plus, isn't it?
It's on Netflix.
Netflix, whatever. The Good Place is really, again, it's a fun show, short episodes, but it's thought-provoking. And it's 4 seasons, but they are short episodes. So I think it's something that you really can binge it and enjoy it. And we are going to do that. We hope that you join us. And
Cheers.
cheers.